USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week that the Trump administration has changed U.S. strategy toward Iran.
Trying to contain them. We developed a strategy. It's a diplomatic strategy. It's an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
He says the strategy was reflected in last week's U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Qasem Soleimani. Pompeo also said that in the event that Iran retaliates against America for the killing, the U.S. would then strike only lawful targets in Iran. President Trump tweeted on Saturday night that the U.S. has 52 Iranian targets in its sight and would strike if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Pentagon is confirming a military service member and two contractors were killed in an attack at a military base in Kenya. Two Department of Defense employees were injured. The U.S. military's Africa Command says the attack was carried out by Somalia's Al-Shabaab militant group. A passenger bus, three trucks, and a car crashed on the Pennsylvania Turnpike just east of Pittsburgh. KDKA-TV reporter Chris Hoffman.
Spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Turnpike says five people were killed in that crash, 60 others injured. It happened around 3:30 this morning. They are not sure what caused it yet. They did say crews were out all night treating the roads with the wintry weather. The NTSB and the Pennsylvania State Police are both investigating it.
Many of the injured were taken to Forbes Hospital. President Mark Rubino.
The people coming in were not only physically injured, but they were traumatized from a mental standpoint as well.
The bus was heading from New Jersey to Cincinnati. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel's prime minister briefly raises some eyebrows with a remark he made at a meeting. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying the significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power. He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says with a smile he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Chinese government is making some big changes after months of unrest in Hong Kong. USA's John Hunt reports.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.